Last Friday saw the jobs report, employers creating 257,000 new paychecks in January, 30,000 more than analysts predicted. But what about paychecks waiting to be cut? Today came the JOLTS, or Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. It found that in December, there were 5 million unfilled jobs in the U.S. at the end of the year, the most since 2001, and most are in professional business services, education, healthcare, trade, and transportation. The report also tells economists who's hiring, how many people were laid off, who's quitting their jobs. To learn more, we go right to the top. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez joins us from Washington. Secretary Perez, welcome back to Here and Now.
Robin, always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
We'll talk about these open jobs. The biggest complaint about unemployment is that it doesn't count people who've quit looking, millions of them. I mean, 2.8 million have been on unemployment for 27 weeks, but then you've got millions more who aren't even counted anymore. So what's the disconnect between them and these openings?
There are always job openings in a dynamic economy. Remember, our workforce is about 145 million people. In the depths of the recession, there were about 2 million job openings. Now there are 5 million. That's the second highest amount we've seen in the history of this series. In the depths of the recession, people didn't voluntarily leave their job because they didn't have confidence they could get a better job. Now we see a dramatic increase over a year ago, 2 years ago, in the number of people voluntarily quitting their job. That's a good sign.
So it's a good sign that there are so many openings.
Absolutely. And it's a very good sign that in the depths of the recession, there were roughly 7 job seekers for every job opening. Now there are about 1.7 job seekers. And I'm not a math major, but I like the odds of getting a job far better when there's 1.7 job seekers as opposed to 7 job seekers.
But is the U.S. still falling behind in helping those 1.7 get into those 5 million available jobs? Is there some missing link? Are they not trained for those jobs? Is there something more that can be done?
One of the big things we do is make sure that people have the skills to compete for today's jobs. The most frequent conversation I have, Robin, with employers is the following. I'm bullish, Tom, about the future of my business. I want to grow my business. And one of my biggest challenges is to make sure that I have the skilled workforce to compete today and tomorrow. And that's what we do at the Department of Labor through our investments in human capital. We help people have the skills to fill the jobs of today, these 5 million that are open now, and the proficiency to adapt to the jobs of tomorrow in an ever-changing world of technological transformation.
Well, with that in mind, let's look at the energy sector, the fall and the drop in oil prices forcing layoffs in that sector. The consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas is estimating that 20,000 energy jobs will be cut because of the falling prices. So is the energy sector maybe the new old car industry, which many said had to be saved because it didn't move quickly enough to go to low energy vehicles? Is the energy sector not seeing its future?
Well, actually, I think the president's all of the above strategy is really paying dividends. I've been to employers who are involved in wind energy, solar energy. The production of those sorts of alternative energies has really increased under the president's leadership. And when you add up this energy dividend, what you see is the United States is the biggest producer in the world of oil and gas. And our increases in alternative energies have translated into not only are we producing various energy sources, but then as a result of our efforts in raising fuel efficiency standards, we're consuming less. And that's helpful. And by the way, you know, I filled up my gas tank last weekend. I haven't paid $23 to fill up my gas tank in a long time. And so the average American is getting somewhere in the $600 to $900 dividend from lower gas prices. And what does that do? That puts money in their pockets. They spend more. And that has a very positive impact on the economy.
Take a quick stab at wages. Unemployment may be going down around 6%. But another reason people aren't feeling it is that wages are stalled for everyone but the very wealthy. This president has asked for employers to raise the minimum wage. 20 states have increased their minimum wages this year. But why hasn't it been able to go up further under this president?
Historically, when there was prosperity and productivity increases, workers shared in that increase. And workers are baking the cake of prosperity, but they're all too frequently not sharing. That's why the president is advocating so much for increases in the minimum wage. That's why we're using our regulatory authority to put in place an overtime rule that will help millions of workers. That's why we're investing in free community college, because the education dividend, Robin, is undeniable. We need high school plus, not necessarily a four-year degree, but certificates and apprenticeship opportunities, two-year degrees that enable people to get the in-demand jobs of today and tomorrow.
Education important, but wages also have got to go up. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure, Robin.